A new blood bank is in the planning stages for the region. Veterinarian specialist Dr. Jared Williams, who operates Ozark Veterinary Specialty Care in Springdale, plans to open Arkansas's first blood bank for pets. Ozark's at large's Jacqueline Froelich went to the clinic to find out how all of this will work.
Veterinarian Dr. Jared Williams is a board-certified internal specialist at Ozark Veterinary Specialty Care in Springdale. He shares a clinic with Dr. Kyle Shaw, who operates Animal Emergency Clinic on Matthias Drive.
We have a really good emergency group here. I really enjoy working with them. But I work during the day. They work at night. So we have a continuity of care that way.
Williams, who interned in Chicago and completed his residency at Veterinary Referral Associates in Maryland, relocated to Arkansas in early 2016 with his family, where he serves as the region's only veterinarian specialist.
Yeah, so I'm a specialist in veterinary internal medicine. So I do a lot of endoscopy, imaging, ultrasound, cardiac studies, to treat a lot of oncology. We do chemotherapy. So, mostly, significant disease is what we deal with.
He sees as many as 40 dogs and cats a week, many who require blood transfusions.
We rely on transfusion medicine all the time. Because when they need blood or plasma, there's nothing that you can give them besides that that helps them. You know, we don't have any artificial products or anything like that. So it's, when they need it, they have to have it. You can't go without it.
Which is why, William says, Arkansas needs an animal blood bank.
I've been blood banking for my entire career. I started my first blood bank when I was an intern in Chicago out of vet school. But I've been involved in four different blood banks. It's just something that's really, really important, and it has to be done right.
Queries made to a half a dozen veterinarians and shelters in the region about how they manage their blood supplies yielded one response from Dr. Jack Herring at Weddington Animal Hospital. He says his clinic uses a single donor, an employee's dog, which is common, Williams says.
That's how transfusion medicine is done in Arkansas. Most hospitals have employee pets, or family pets that they use for transfusions when needed.
The first human blood bank was established in 1936, according to the American Red Cross. Today, nearly 5 million people receive blood transfusions annually. The Association of Veterinary Hematology and Transfusion Medicine lists a half a dozen blood banks, one in Virginia, two in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, and Australia, and one nonprofit called Hemopet in Garden Grove, California.
All they do is just collect blood, store it, and ship it, to different states.
So that's how you source your blood?
Yeah. One of the more well-known is Animal Blood Resources International.
Based in Dixon, California, Animal Blood Resources International, which is USDA certified, is the first commercial blood bank for domestic animals in the U.S. According to its website, it sources blood from strays, which staff adopt and care for. Williams opens the clinic fridge to show us some purchased blood products.
These products that we purchase currently are from Animal Blood Resources International. We have dog blood here, we have cat blood here. And then we have a whole freezer full of plasma, because plasma gets frozen, blood has to be refrigerated.
William says commercial blood for his patients is expensive.
It all depends on because expense in a 5-pound dog versus a 150-pound dog is entirely different. But a transfusion in a small dog can be $250. A necessary same transfusion in a 150-pound dog could be $750.
Those costs, of course, are passed on to patient owners, which some can't afford.
Some people come up against, their animal needing a transfusion, and they would love to do it, but it can be so expensive when you buy products from outside the state that all of a sudden they can't afford it, and then they can't treat, and then an animal's euthanized.
Williams has great compassion for animals and grew up collecting creatures in his home state of Connecticut, later attending Virginia Maryland Regional College of Veterinary Medicine. He has two children with his spouse, Dr. Heather Williams, who practices at Best Friends Animal Hospital in Fayetteville. He works 4 10-hour days a week at the clinic. Wednesday morning is specifically for his clinic blood bank.
So we'll block off a morning, and our donors come in. You know, we collect all the other blood. They go home, and then we prepare all the blood just like it's done in people. We have a refrigerated centrifuge. We spin down. We separate blood from plasma. Plasma gets frozen. The red cells become what are called packed red blood cells, so they're concentrated red cells. So then, you know, that also helps out application, because you're not wasting plasma in a patient that just needs red cells. So we do everything exactly as it's done in people.
But for the past several months, Williams has also been screening prospective donors for his new endeavor called Arkansas Companion Animal Blood Bank.
And the screening process starts with a physical examination and temperament test. So if the collection is too stressful on the dog, we can't have them in the program, because then they either require a tremendous amount of sedation, which isn't good, or it's just so stressful on them that it's, you know, it's not in their best interest. But there are a lot of dogs that literally we can bring in, pop them right up on the table, lay them right on their side. As long as you're talking to them, they wag their tail. We collect their blood. They go on, they get down, they get a biscuit.
Canine and cat blood donors won't be paid, he says, but they and their owners will be compensated.
They usually donate 4 times per year, so that means they get 4 examinations. You know, they get an examination every time, you know, before their donation. Then they get all their vaccines for free. They get flea and tick protection for free. We try to get them some food. So, you know, there are a lot of perks to being a blood donor. All their diagnostics, they get a fully comprehensive blood panel with infectious disease screening done once per year. So all this is provided by the blood bank. So we give, they give, and it makes it easier to provide, you know, the transfusions that are needed.
William says, however, he won't treat donors if they're sick unless they're his patients. Securing donors to establish a blood bank, he says, is a work in progress.
We did tables at Bark in the Park. We're, you know, going through social media, trying to get other clinics involved. We have a presentation coming up, a lecture on transfusion medicine and blood banking for the regional veterinarians.
Scheduled to occur at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in September.
I would like to build, you know, a highly collaborative, supportive bank that, you know, not only can local veterinarians call and say, hey, I've got this going on, I need, you know, this product potentially, that they can call and we can guide them, we can get them safe, screened products, the appropriate ones that they need. So someone should be able to come in and pick up products for use at their own hospital, as well as referring a patient for treatment and transfusion.
And his Springdale clinic is fully equipped.
This is the same thing that's used in people. We collect blood in bags. The bags go in these little containers. They spin down. The red blood cells sediment out. The plasma stays on top. Then we come over. We take that. We put the bag in this little squeezer. And what it does is it squeezes the bag so that the red blood cells stay in. The plasma comes off the top. The plasma goes into separate bags. You have to have one of these, because otherwise you just collect whole blood.
Ozark veterinary specialty care technician Jennifer Weiss says establishing a blood bank is crucial.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, it's a phenomenal way to help the four-legged critters in our community.
Along with maintaining his faithful practice, Dr. Jared Williams is a published author who lectures widely and a member of a dozen veterinarian medical societies and associations. He's constantly researching new and best practices, he says. So establishing a blood bank here in the Ozarks has been a priority. He welcomes donor inquiries at acabloodbank@gmail.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And if you're interested in your dog or cat becoming an Arkansas Companion Animal Blood Bank donor, you can send an email to acabloodbank@gmail.com to arrange a screening.